Exercise H, page 104.
Hi everyone, my name is Phil Beard, and I'm here to tell you all about my interesting hobby, metal detecting. Actually, to me, metal detecting is more than a hobby. It's my only free time activity because I enjoy it so much. It's not something I do by myself, though. I often go with a couple of my friends down to the beach or in the fields to look for hidden treasures. The fact that I never know what I can find is what makes it interesting. When I hear the beep of the metal detector, my heart always jumps with excitement. To start with, you need a metal detector. You can buy a fairly cheap one online or at a hobby shop, but don't expect too much from these ones. If you are serious about metal detecting, it's worth spending a bit more money on your detector. Then you also need a pair of headphones and a small digging tool. I like to hunt for anything at all, but you can buy different types of metal detectors that look for specific items, such as old coins and jewellery, or even precious metals. Metal detecting is something that you get better at over time. In the beginning, don't expect to find more than rings from fizzy drinks or a few rusty nails, but keep trying. These days, I find jewellery, coins and relics. You can give yourself a head start by choosing where you hunt carefully. For instance, go to the town hall and look up different areas on old maps. A field can be just a field, but 100 years ago or more, maybe it was something else. Well, good luck and happy hunting. There are treasures beneath the ground to find if you look for them.